My name is Mrs. James Jones, and as I've already told you, I used to work here. When I was here for the year sixes, yourselves, we used to do a session, after the SATs called Looking Good, Feeling Good. It's not about fashion. Nothing to do with, she got nice trainers, hasn't she got nice shoes? It's not about that. It's about you looking good, making sure you say to yourself, you look good and you feel good. This is because what's important inside, isn't it? Because that, again, what we talked about earlier about the muscles in the cheeks sending positive messages to the brain. Okay, and so looking good, feeling good is another word, two words that we use, and you probably hear it quite a lot, and that is personal hygiene. And that covers a whole heap of things. Okay, for example, I'll just give you an example, and it's personal to me. First thing I do when I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth. I wake up and I think, oh, I brush my teeth. But I'm doing it while I look in the mirror. The other day I had a toothpaste explosion because I was like doing this and the toothbrush flew out of my hand and all over the mirror. I was like, no, that's more work. But that's the first thing I do. Next thing I do is I jump in the shower. I shower twice a day. Make sure I'm clean. Jump, get out of the shower, deodorant, clean clothes. And while I'm doing this, sometimes I'm looking in the mirror. I say, all right, do I look okay? Am I tidy? Am I neat? Because I know that if I've got like that, it sends me a message. That's it. I'm set for the day. And make sure that I'm set for the day. Yeah? So, personal hygiene. So I make sure I've got my deodorant on. I don't use sprays because it makes me cough. I use roll-on. Yeah? Who oils this skin? Who puts the lotion on every day? Yeah, I do. I use Dove. What do you use?
The same.
Dove, you use Dove. What do you use?
I use like a baby.
Baby lotion, yeah. When I was younger, we didn't have all that. We only ever used Vaseline. Do you still use Vaseline? Yeah, I do. I do on my elbows, because my elbows are my age. Just very quickly about Vaseline, because I know that you're not allowed that in school, but you're moving on to year seven and it's not going to be such a thing. You know the little things, because I bet you at home you've got a little pot of Vaseline. Who's got one? Yeah. You don't bring it into school, but just on a personal hygiene and a hygiene note. When you have that, and I've seen it here with girls, they're still at it in the playground, they're bringing me in. And you go, oh, put a bit of me Vaseline, which is fine, it's good. You don't want cracked lips, especially in the winter. But what you don't do, or shouldn't be doing, is, oh, go on, can I have some of yours? Don't share. No. Okay, why?
Because some people could have, bacteria on their lips.
Absolutely. Don't share.
Some people could be sick.
Yeah, they could be sick.
Some people's hands might be dirty and you might come.
That was coming on to the next thing. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say, because you're dipping your finger into it, like your fingernail.
We're coming on to that as well. Well done, your fingernails. We're going to be talking about fingernails. Well done. Really good. You're sharp. You're all sharp. Because coming through the pandemic, were you in year three? Lockdown? Year three? Do you remember? How long did you wash your hands for? What was recommended?
20 seconds.
20 seconds. And normally, which is what we would have done now, I would have given you some hand cream, but we're not doing any of that because of, just in case, this people may have allergies, eczema, okay? So that's basics, isn't it? The basics that you should try and remember. You're all going on to year seven very soon. You'll be having your transition days at your new schools. Where are you going?
Harris Academy, Bellingham.
Norbury Manor.
Graveney.
St. Mark's.
So I'm moving to Oxford, so
I don't exactly remember the exact name of the school, but I'm going somewhere.
You're going somewhere? Oh, I'm sorry, but you're going to be here at the end of year six?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
How's my
Good. So, the reason I'm asking that, because I know some of these schools, and I certainly know Graveney, because my daughter went there. They are much bigger than here. At the moment, you can, if you need something, what do you do?
Ask.
And it normally happens, doesn't it? Or you go to reception. And this is coming into this. Some of you may recognise this from last year. You were given one of these bags. Yes?
Yes.
And I'm just mentioning it now because this is even going to be more important when you get to year seven, because what's in this bag, you will need to take maybe one of these items with you in your bag every day, just in case. Because when you get to Norbury Manor or Graveney or St Mark's, you're not going to be able to stop mid-lesson and go, Miss, can I have? Or Miss, can I go? That's not going to happen. You're going to be expected to manage yourself. Okay, so that was the idea of giving it to you last year and now reminding you. Coming on to what you all just talked about in terms of hygiene, we're going to give you a little bag now. Okay, it might seem tissues, yeah, mm-hmm. But always pack a pack of tissues in your bag when you go, because here. If you find the toilet hasn't got any tissues, what do? You just tell someone and it gets changed, doesn't it? It happens. In the classroom, what happens if you need a tissue? Miss, can I have a tissue? Yeah? And you get given one. That may not happen where you're going, so be prepared. Put it in your bag. Oh, this is a bit frivolous. Do you know what frivolous means?
Yes.
Yeah. This is about being prepared. Get a night. Oh, nice. Get good sleep, because making sure you sleep properly and have a good night's sleep is all about looking good, feeling good, because if you get enough sleep, when you get up in the morning, I haven't got bags under my eyes, well I have, but then I'm old, I haven't got bags under my eyes, I'm ready for the day, my brain is ready to learn, because education is
key.
But it's also begins with P.
Important.
Power. Education's power. Knowledge is power, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is part of looking good, feeling good, getting ready for the day. Yeah?
Yes.
This is part of getting ready for the day. Little hairband. Because I know that some of you, do you all do your own hair?
Yeah.
So you've got put, and it's in school colours. Just a little frivolous. This is the other bit which was you were talking about. So you're getting a little pack. So here we have an emery board. Now I've grown my nails, they're terrible. Then they're sharp. I haven't clipped them. Show us your nails. Yeah, you've all got nice nails. Glad to see that nice. Nail brush. Who was talking about dirt under the nails? You two, you, wasn't it? Nail brush. That's important, isn't it? Because that's where we can get infections. And actually, dirt under the nails looks nasty. Yeah? This, again, is another little emery board one side and a buffer to shine up your nails. Do anyone know what these two things are for?
Under, like to go around it.
And what about the other one? Anyone?
I think the other one is like to brush off the dust under your nail.
Yeah, possibly.
I think this one is like to take off nails.
Yeah. Look, if you look at it, when you get your pack, it's to push. Do you know what this bit of your
cuticles?
Well done. It's to push back your cuticle, because when you keep washing your hands, you might see your adult at home do this. They keep washing their hands. What do? Sometimes after
cream.
Cream. Put hand cream on. Why? Speak up.
To make the hands soft.
Keep the hands soft because you'll dry your skin out because you've got a lot of natural oils in your skin, which is, again, it's not just your hands, it's your whole body's got their own natural oils, which is why it's important to keep clean all your bits and bits. Think about that when you have a wash. Pits, when I say that, what do you think I mean? Armpits, yeah. It's just a way of that for me, which is what something that I use, it's the words that I use. Make sure your pits and bits are clean every day, yeah? And that is to help push your cuticles back, okay?
Yeah.
So you're going to get that pack. Have I missed anything? Have I missed sharing about looking good, feeling good, look in the mirror. Say to yourself, yes, I can. You know the 10 steps. Does anyone remember the 10 steps?
I can do it. I want to do it. How do I do it? I'll try to do it. I will do it.
Anybody else?
Yes, I did.
Oh. You can't remember. No, it's okay. What's the last one?
Yes, I did it.
Yes, I can. I am enough. Are you enough?
Yes.
Yes, I am enough. I can do it. Okay? If I've missed anything, I am really sorry. But neat. Just think in sound bites, because you lot are young. Sound bites. Am I enough? Am I clean? Am I tidy? Do I like... Look in the mirror. I'm pretending to look in the mirror. Yeah, hi, morning, how are you? Fine, I'm good. I'm good to go. I've got my bag packed. I've done this. Yeah? And then you'll be ready. Yeah? Are you all going to school by yourself when you're 7?
Yes.
Yeah? You'll be going by yourselves. So it's up to you. And your adult at home will expect you to be organised. And they will help you, obviously. Because look at you all now. You're tidy, you're neat. Yeah?
Yes.
You've just got to carry on. Okay. Any questions? No?
Wait.
Speak up.
You know when you wash your hands, if you don't put a cream, is it true that your hands turn white and they start to smell?
No. It depends. No. If you'd wash your hands properly, okay, which is washing them with soap, 20 seconds minimum, yeah? Depending what you've been doing, yeah? If you've been gardening, you've got soil under your fingers, you do soften your skin up first and your nails, use your nail brush and make sure you rinse thoroughly. And to stop getting any chafing or sores, with any part of your body, especially your hands, make sure you dry them properly, okay? And if you've got hand cream, you don't need huge amounts. Just make sure you do back and front. But, for example, with black skin, if we don't cream,
it turns white.
Yeah, it just goes dry, yeah? Okay? It's not a bad thing. What's important is that you keep it clean, all of your body, your hair, head, yeah? Ears. So that keeping clean and looking good. You look good, you feel good. Okay? Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah? Because someone's told you that, have they?
Yeah.
If you haven't got cream, sometimes I don't always cream. The amount of times I wash my hands, I don't always cream every time. But the hand wash I use is moisturising. Okay, so it doesn't dry out. If I use antibacterial hand wash all the time, that dries my skin. Yeah? Yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Yeah.